Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
With inflation at an all-time high, you might be feeling a strain on your finances. A wise way to fight back, of course, is using some clever ways to cut costs. How about 25 of them? That's what we'll cover in today's show so you can put them into action for quick money wins. Hey, friends, my name is Laura Adams, and I'm so glad you downloaded the show. If you're new here, I'm an award-winning personal finance author, and I've been hosting Money Girl since 2008. I also work with select brands as an on-camera PR spokesperson, consumer advocate, voiceover talent, and multimedia creator. Here on Money Girl, my mission is to help you get the knowledge and motivation to prioritize your finances, build wealth, and have more security and less stress. So if you like what you hear, please take a moment to subscribe. Even better, maybe leave a 5-star rating or review. That really helps the show. That's an easy way to give back if you're getting value from the free content that I love giving you here. So thanks in advance for that. To participate in the show, you can always leave a comment or a money question by calling 302-364-0308. Or you can send an email using my contact page at lauradadams.com. Today's episode is number 739, called 25 Clever Ways to Save Money During Inflation. Here we go. Tip number one is to shop around for a cheaper cell phone plan. If you're paying more than about $50 a month for cell phone service, you may be able to save money by switching to a cheaper provider, like Mint Mobile. There are a lot of them out there. With Mint, for just $15 a month, you get unlimited talk and text, plus 4 gigabytes of data. So, you know, shop around, see what you can find. Number two is to cancel unused subscriptions. If you're paying for anything that you don't regularly use, you should immediately cancel it so you can put that cash to better use. Start by reviewing your expenses and looking for products and services that you don't need. It could be a gym membership, magazines, maybe clothes or food subscriptions. You know, if you don't truly, genuinely need it, maybe you can do without it for a little while. It doesn't mean that you can't resubscribe later on when your financial situation is a little better. But if you're really not using something, get rid of it. Tip number three is to trade in your car for a less expensive model. Everything related to vehicles is costly right now, like fuel, maintenance, and sticker prices. So if you've got an expensive car, trading it in for a more affordable model will reduce your monthly payments, and it also could cut your auto insurance cost. Maybe consider getting an electric vehicle or EV to lower the total cost of ownership and save money over the vehicle's lifetime. It's really interesting. According to Tenet, which is an EV-specific lender, EVs are 75% cheaper to charge, require 40% less maintenance expense, and many models come with a tax credit of up to $7,500. So financing or even refinancing your EV with Tenet also could save you hundreds of dollars on your monthly loan payments. You can visit Tenet, it's T-E-N-E-T.com, to learn more. So if driving an EV is possible for you, I would consider seriously comparing its cost to a fuel-powered car. The fourth savings tip is to downsize your home. If you have a bigger house or apartment than you need, find a smaller or less expensive one. That allows you to cut multiple expenses, including mortgage or rent payments, utilities, maintenance, insurance, and general upkeep. Number five is to ride a bike or walk. Try biking and walking more to locations near your home and avoid driving altogether if possible. Or you could carpool or even alternate trips with a neighbor if you live far away from shops. Tip number six is to compare insurance quotes. Something surprising that I learned after working in the insurance industry for many years is that being loyal to your insurer does not necessarily mean you're getting the best deal. So always shop your insurance policies every year. You know, do that even when inflation is not high. By getting those quotes for auto, home, renters, or health insurance, you're collecting rate data and will likely find the same or better coverage for less with a different company. Number seven is to check for insurance discounts. Many property insurance companies, so things like auto, home, and renters, offer lots of discounts. And they may include bundling. That's when you get your auto, home, and renters with the same company. It could be working in a specific occupation, completing online driver's education, installing home safety equipment, getting married, even being a good student. All of those can qualify you to pay less. So ask your insurance company if you're getting every money-saving discount that you're entitled to. Tip eight is to increase your insurance deductibles. So this is another way to save money during inflation on insurance is just to raise your deductibles. You want to get the quote first, figure out exactly how much you would save because it does vary from state to state. But raising your deductible does mean that you have to pay more out of pocket for claims, but you have a lower monthly premium. So if you're, you know, willing to take that trade-off, it can save you money. Just be sure you always have an emergency fund that would fully cover that deductible for your auto, home, renters, you know, any policy that you choose the higher deductible. Number nine is to reduce your insurance coverage. So in addition to looking for discounts, increasing deductibles, maybe you can reduce your actual coverage to save money. Now, that said, it is never wise to be underinsured. So only use this tip if your situation has changed. Like maybe you've got an older vehicle now that you have paid off and you don't need as much insurance on it.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Tip number 10 is to shop at discount stores. So I'm talking about Aldi, Costco, Walmart, you know, all these discount stores. They can be excellent places to find items for less than pricier places. You know the ones, maybe Whole Foods, Fresh Market. So take time to compare prices for the groceries that you typically buy the most. Number 11 is to buy generic brands. Often those generic brand products are just as good as name brands, but cost less. So don't be afraid to try something different and see how you like it. You can always go back to the name brand if it wasn't what you expected. Number 12 is to grow your own food. If you've got the space, consider growing herbs on your windowsill. We've done that. It's really fun to watch them grow. Maybe a tomato vine on your porch or fruits and vegetables in your yard. Growing and preserving your own food can be a really fun hobby that also drastically cuts your grocery bill. Number 13 is to make more home-cooked meals. A foolproof way to save money during inflation is cooking at home more often. By planning your meals, you can actually make expensive ingredients like meat go further and then use more inexpensive ingredients like rice and potatoes. Plus, it's a lot healthier. Tip 14 is to make cleaning supplies. You can actually clean your home using inexpensive, eco-friendly ingredients like vinegar and baking soda. Before you buy your next glass cleaner or laundry stain remover, try searching YouTube for videos on how to make your own. You may be surprised how easy and really, really cheap it is. Number 15 is to shop secondhand stores. Spending money at local or online thrift and consignment stores is an excellent way to pay less for many types of items like clothing, accessories, furnishings, housewares, sporting goods, even electronics. Plus, you'll be doing your part to help the environment. I'm a huge fan of buying new or gently used clothing at sites like ThredUp and The RealReal. 16 is to create a capsule wardrobe. So speaking of clothes, a capsule wardrobe, if you're not familiar with that term, is just a small collection of essential items that you can mix and match. It's a really clever way to save money during inflation because you can feel satisfied with just a few key pieces. Maybe they're quality pieces, but you have, you know, fewer items, instead of being tempted to buy lots of new clothes. Number 17 is to use the library. If you love to read, listen to audiobooks, or watch movies, getting a library card is one of the easiest ways to save money when inflation is high. Most libraries have an online portal where you can borrow ebooks, even audiobooks, for your Kindle, computer, or mobile device, so you may not even have to visit a local branch. Tip 18 is to negotiate with creditors. Contact your creditors to discuss your situation if you struggle to pay credit cards, loans, or utilities. Many have hardship programs that are designed to help struggling families temporarily. And some can even put your payments into forbearance. Maybe they'll work out a reduced payment plan with you or even cut your interest rate. Number 19 is to use a balance transfer offer. If you're getting charged expensive interest on a credit card, you want to consider transferring the debt to a 0% balance transfer credit card. That allows you to save money during a promotional period. It could last like from 6 to 18 months, maybe longer in some cases. However, if you don't pay off the balance before the promotion ends, you could get stuck paying a high interest rate. So you want to shop around for the best card possible. Number 20 is to create a budget. By tracking your income and expenses, you can see where you may be overspending, and that allows you to make cuts and see your progress over time. Now, if you're unsure where to start, you've maybe never created a budget, or you've tried in the past and failed, try a budgeting tool like Mint, which is free, or you can even manually enter your transactions into a Google Sheet. Number 21 is to ask for a raise. When the cost of living increases, it's essential for your income to keep up. So consider negotiating for a raise, maybe finding a higher paying job, or if you're self-employed, raising your prices to customers. Number 22 is to start a side hustle. And speaking of self-employment, there has never been a better time to earn money on the side. There's literally no limit to ways you can increase your income during an inflationary period. Depending on your skills and experience, you could become a rideshare driver, teach online, or even provide a local service for extra cash. If you're interested in starting a business, or maybe you've already got one and you need a little help, I would encourage you to check out my latest title called Money Smart Solopreneur, a personal finance system for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. For more information, you can visit lauradadams.com. Tip 23 is to sell unused items. I think everyone has some gently worn clothes or housewares, maybe sporting goods that they're not using. Try selling them online at Poshmark, eBay, Facebook Marketplace, or even a local consignment shop like Play It Again Sports to declutter your home and fight inflation. Number 24 is to switch to a better bank. If you're paying monthly bank service fees, it's definitely time to switch to a free checking account. Many online banks and credit unions have no fees, and they actually pay competitive interest rates on savings. So you want to shop around and, you know, just see what's out there, what you qualify for. 25 is to start investing. While investing may not sound like a way to save money during inflation, it's one of the most brilliant tips that I can give you. By starting sooner rather than later, your investments compound and can grow faster than the inflation rate. So start investing now if you haven't already, and your future self will thank you. All right, I hope these tips have been helpful. You know, even if you just put one or two into action, you're going to save money, and that, you know, every little bit helps. And before we go, I want to answer a listener question from Phil W., who says, I recently heard your podcast on 7 credit mistakes to avoid, and my question is whether I should periodically request a credit line increase due to inflation. For example, $1,000 today will be valued differently 5 or 10 years from now. Thanks so much for your question, Phil. Yes, having more available credit is always better than having less because it decreases your utilization ratio, which boosts your credit scores. The formula for that ratio divides your outstanding balance by your available credit. So having more credit means you're using less of it on a percentage basis, making you appear less risky. That's how it boosts your scores. So, Phil, instead of thinking about your credit limits being related to inflation, I would think about them just more as a financial cushion to fall back on in a dire emergency. And if you need more credit now, or you believe you'll need more credit in the future, you should definitely request an increase. Or maybe your goal is just to increase your credit scores. Definitely ask for it. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is an institution says no. But if they do raise your credit limits, you'll have more to spend and better credit. So I hope that helps. I want to invite you to connect with me on Twitter at Laura Adams or Instagram at Laura D. Adams. And lauradadams.com is my personal site where you can find more about me, my work, my books, my money courses, and use my contact page there. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with editing by Adam Cecil. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Brendan Pika.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.